Live from the No Panic Zone, I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Friday, October the 30th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know. Michigan, Michigan State football, that's number three. It's on this weekend. We were told yesterday by Tim Stout the Wolverines may have finally found what they've been looking for so many years, but will it last through COVID? Number two, President Trump making more return visits to Michigan, this time southeast Michigan, where he will be stumping for votes in the darkest blue sections of the state. I mean, what do you have to lose? And it's on to Wisconsin and Minnesota, but in Minnesota, the Democrats are trying to shut down his rally. We'll see how that goes. And number one, a whole pile of new rules have been issued by the state of Michigan on COVID pandemic protocols as Governor Whitmer rolls the state back toward lockdown. We'll get to all of those things, but first, joining me is Steve Moore, White House Economic Recovery Task Force Advisor. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve, good morning. Great to be with you.
It's good to be here. I mean, the numbers, good Lord, could they be much better? 33% plus in GDP for the third quarter. Unemployment first time. Applicants down to 751,000 for the week, the lowest number since March. And 700,000 people left the unemployment lines altogether because I guess they're going back to work. I have a question for you, Steve. What does that mean for unemployment? We're at 7.8% now. We won't know for another week what the actual numbers are for October, unfortunately, not before the election. But I'm curious, what do you think it's going to be?
Well, first of all, let's talk about that blockbuster number yesterday. It was really, truly spectacular, and it shows what happens when you have good economic stewardship with Donald Trump getting us through this crisis in a really amazing way. I don't think anybody has ever expected, including me, and I'm the ultimate optimist. I talked to the president about this a couple of weeks ago. I mean, 33% growth, that's double the all-time record, previous record of 1950. And, Steve, don't ask me what happened in 1950 to cause that growth. But this is really, truly a spectacular performance, and it makes you proud to be an American that we've had this rebound. Our rebound is much, much faster than anything going on in Europe and most of the Asian countries as well. We may end up, Steve, the year, if we have another good quarter, which is very, plausible, we may end up the year with an actual increase in our GDP, having gone through the worst pandemic in a century.
Increase year over year, 2019 to 2020, we could see an increase.
Look,
what's remarkable?
One more good quarter, but if we get about 6 or 7% growth, that would bring us over the top. And can you believe that, by the way? We could actually finish out on a positive, over the 12-month period, which would be almost miraculous. I can't imagine, by the way, we have an election 4 days from now. I mean, we're riding on the back of Secretariat, and voters are saying maybe we should change horses. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it is remarkable. I mean, let's look at the predictions that were made to begin with. First of all, the Democrats told us the unemployment would be at 25%. Yep. I think it peaked out about 15, 16 points. You wouldn't see single-digit unemployment until the middle of 2021. That's obviously been blown out of the water. There could never be a V-shaped recovery, and on and on and on. The fact is they've been wrong every single time. I think they're rooting for the destruction of the economy. I think they're praying for it, just hoping they can get power that way.
Well, there's a couple of good points here that you're making. One is, imagine if we had had the cooperation and the good economic stewardship at the national level that we've seen in states like Michigan, in states like New York, in states like New Jersey, my home state of Illinois, where you've had, lockdown governors, as you've had in Michigan. So if we had had the blue state governors perform the way the red state governors have, we would have had probably 50% growth in GDP. I mean, that's the other insane thing that's going on. Biden is a lockdown guy, right? Biden is a guy, he said many times, he's locked down the economy again. And you're seeing, as I mentioned, I'm from Illinois. The idiot governor there, Pritzker, is shutting down again. He's shutting down the businesses just as they're getting going again. So if we turn the government over to Biden, I mean, it'll be a disaster. You're going to see the kinds of really negative growth rates as you've seen in a lot of these blue states. I do think you asked about unemployment, which was all that was overshadowed by the good number that came out on the GDP. But you're right, Steve, that came out yesterday too. We've reduced the unemployment rolls by 16 million in 6 months. I mean, this boggles the mind that we could have this kind of recovery. Now, look, I know some people might think, oh, well, Steve Moore thinks everything's great in America. No, we've still got a lot of work to do, Steve. I mean, we still about 8 million people who've got to get back into jobs. But, my goodness, this is an incredible freight train we're on right now.
And it's going in the right direction. And as you point out, what if California joined in Illinois and New York, you know, and got those economies in Oregon and Washington and
now,
the other deep,
Michigan,
dark states?
Steve, are you guys fully open now?
No, we went back the wrong way yesterday, restricting access.
The one thing, the one lesson we've learned, like we're still learning as we go along, right? I mean, and even Trump, like I'll admit, Trump made mistakes at the beginning of this. I mean, we were trying to figure out this was a once-in-a-century phenomenon. I don't think any Democrat would have been flawless either. But what the one lesson that we've learned in 9 months is that lockdowns don't work. They don't work, folks. I mean, even the World Health Organization, which, Steve, is hardly a conservative pro-business organization, issued a declaration a couple of weeks ago saying locking down your businesses and keeping your workers and your people locked into their houses does not work to stop the spread of the virus and reduce deaths.
Well,
so why are we still doing this in states like Michigan and Illinois and
New York shouldn't be.
And California? It just doesn't make any sense, and it's really hobbling the businesses across the country. They're trying to get going again. We don't want millions of businesses to go bankrupt.
We already had that. We don't want another million to go bankrupt. That's
exactly
the point. Steve Moore here, White House Economic Recovery Task Force advisor. So, I mean, as you continue to see wind in the sails, where does it stop? I mean, we're, like you said, we could outpace 2019. That's not even conceivable. That makes your head explode.
It would. So, I do believe if the American people make the right decision on Tuesday and we keep stay on the back of Secretariat, I think 2021 looks like a really positive year. I mean, let's not forget, we had the best Trump. By the way, I'm still infuriated by that Trump interview with Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. I don't know if you watched any of that, Steve.
But I saw parts of it.
The abusive treatment by Leslie Stahl of the President of the United States was just so outrageous. Trump made the statement in that interview where he said we had the best economy ever. And, Leslie Stahl scoffed, you know, and
that's not
ridiculed
true.
Him for saying that. We did have the best economy ever. We had the lowest poverty rate. We had reached the lowest poverty rate in the history of the United States. We had reached the highest level of incomes for every ethnic group and racial group ever in the history of the United States. And we had the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the United States. I'm going to submit to you, Steve, that's probably the best economy we'd ever seen. Trump did it before. He's doing it now. Again, a second amazing recovery. It makes a difference if you're a guy who knows something about business in the White House versus somebody who spent 45 years never creating a job in politics.
You got it. Steve Moore, always appreciate you being here. I don't think you could do much more. You've done what you can do. Now we'll see the American people what they do next. Steve Moore, thank you so much for being here on a Friday.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, my friend. There it is, Steve Moore, White House Economic Recovery Task Force Advisor. This part of the program brought to you by DTE. DTE providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. All right, so straight ahead, Devin Nunes coming in to talk about, well, Michigan, politics, Hunter Biden, all of it. He'll be here for the rest of the program. What a day on the Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at enbridge.com/line5tunnel.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine. Not really.